Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening on great radio stations out there across the Good Stuff Radio Network. Mike and Kim along with you here, reminding you if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area and Cherry County. Their job is to make your vacation something to make a memory out of. So if you're sitting there trying to plan what you're going to be doing to that vacation before school starts between county fair and school, well, go to visitvalentine.com and find out one of the 50 things to do. You could probably check several of them off your list. Visitvalentine.com.
Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. You need to go to Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe.
So one week, our preacher preached on commitment and how we should dedicate ourselves to service. The director in the choir then led the choir in singing, "I Shall Not Be Moved." The next Sunday, the preacher preached on giving and how we should gladly give to the work of the Lord. The choir director then led the song, "Jesus Paid It All." The next Sunday, the preacher preached on gossiping and how we should watch our tongues. The hymn was, "I Love to Tell the Story." The preacher became disgusted over this situation, and the next Sunday, he told the congregation that he was considering resigning, and the choir then sang, "Oh, Why Not Tonight?" When the preacher did resign the next week, he told the church that Jesus had led him there, and Jesus was taking him away. Again, the choir director then led them in, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I don't know about that. This is a piece by Slim McNaught. Grandpa's Boot Print. Young folks don't know a grandparent's worth till after they've gone to their heavenly birth. But I was blessed with a wise old hand and followed his boot prints in the sand. I remember following those prints around. I'd find them everywhere, pressed in the ground, sometimes in mud, sometimes in dry. I always felt safe with those boot prints nigh. When nature's call came late at night, privies out back, the darkness a fright. Then morning dawned and you would find Grandpa's boot prints right by mine. At about age 4, my grandpa began teaching me things that make a man. I learned a lot about life and trust just following his boot prints in the dust. When temptation raised its ugly head and I'd get sent to the old woodshed, I'd have this fear down in my gut of Grandpa's boot print on my butt. He started me roping, hand on my wrist, showing me the way my rope should twist. When I'd throw a loop and miss a calf, he'd stand in his boot print, watch and laugh. I'd saddle my pony, go roaming in the breaks. Mom would worry at chances I'd take. Grandpa would tell her, "Don't you fret, someday he'll match my boot prints yet." He'd take me fishing along the creeks and catching fish. He knew the tricks, taught me to take just what I need. I followed his boot prints, taking heed. When I'd find myself in dire straits with decisions to make that couldn't wait, I'd follow the trail to Grandpa's side with Grandpa's boot prints as my guide. He'd settle my mind, listen, and nod. I trusted his wisdom next to God. And in the end, I'd find the clue like Grandpa's boot print in plain view. We worked our cows, good weather and bad. 'Twas the best education a boy ever had. He taught me to always care for the land. Following his boot prints made me a hand. He told me tales of his cowboy days that made me want to follow his ways. But my stride will never match his, pard, 'cause my boot prints never had it that hard. Grandpa's Boot Print, Slim McNaught.
Well, and of course, we lost Slim McNaught earlier this year, a big loss to the cowboy poetry
world
out there.
That's so right.
What else do you have?
Let's go to the lighter side. Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Please use large double door at the side entrance.
That's an insult, isn't it?
Oh, Barbara remains in the hospital and needs blood donors for more transfusions. She is also having trouble sleeping and requests tapes of Pastor Jack's sermons. I don't think that was quite in the right order.
I think they kind of needed a comma in there or something.
Yes, I think so. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days.
All right. That's all we've got time for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening to The Good Stuff.